Are you through to Daniel at MMA Legal? How can I help?
Hi, Daniel. It's Enzo Serapelia. I was
Oh,
asked
hi,
to call
Enzo.
you back this week to find out. Hi, it's just to find out. Well, I was asked to call you back this week to find out how you're getting on with my claim
Right,
because they were
Enzo.
saying it was getting very, very near to
Yeah.
the, how would you say, pay me out or whatever.
Yes, of course. Let me just pull up your file. And just for data protection, Enzo, can I take the first line of your address?
Yes, it's Queen Street in Withersea.
And your email address?
The email address, enzoserapelia67@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. So, just looking at your file now, you can
Sure.
see we've had records back from Glasgow City Council. I
What one?
think.
Sorry, what city council?
Glasgow City Council.
Glasgow City
I'm trying to
Council,
put these
right,
dots.
aye, because it would have been under Strathclyde at the time, that's right.
Right, yes. So we've got records back from them. We are just waiting on records back from your GP. Is it St. Nicholas Surgery?
Yep, what's that to do with my medical records? Yeah.
Yes, for your medical
Oh, I
records.
thought you already had them, Daniel.
Let's see.
I'm sure that they said that they'd already received all that.
We have records back from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, so they will have some medical records, but not all of them. That would just be records from hospitals and trusts. So the GP records would be a much longer, clearer view of
Ah,
your
right,
records.
okay, I understand.
Yeah,
Right.
so yeah, that's all we're waiting for at the moment. And then once we get them back, we'll be able to put you through for an evidence review and a witness statement.
Right, okay, and how when will that be, do you think, roughly about?
Let's
I seem to have been
have.
waiting an awful long time now, Daniel.
Yeah, no, yeah, I can only apologise about that. It is quite a lengthy process requesting these medical documents from some of these institutes. They come back with a lot of pushback sometimes. They can add on extensions as well. So we've sent the original request to St. Nicholas. I can see here.
So I remember the person that I spoke to the last time said that they'd phoned the Nuns of Cluny up and they put the phone down on them.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, that probably be. I mean, I phoned them up about 10 or 15 years ago
Yeah.
and it was probably the same person that you'd spoke to and she put the phone down on me. So I says, nothing's really changed since in my childhood, you know?
Yeah, I think I do remember that was my colleague that tried to speak to them, and they thought that we were a scam calling them, so they've put the
Right.
phone down, and I don't believe we've had correspondence since. But it's not that
So,
much of a
what's
problem because
actually going to happen if they don't respond back to that kind of thing? So,
nothing at all, really. I mean, if they don't hold records, then it wouldn't be relevant to chase them anyway, but the only records that we need for yourself is just those GP records. And once we have those, like I say, we can do an evidence review of everything that we've got relevant to your time in care, and then
Yep.
you'd be ready for a witness statement. So
And then
I'll
where
put
does it go from that, Daniel, after the witness statement?
from the witness statement, after we've conducted that, we'll be writing it up. And then we book you in for an ID call. It's just a quick 30-second call just to verify your identity. That'll be with my production manager and someone at Scottish Redress. And yeah, after that, it'd be a case of just waiting for Redress to come back to us with the outcome of your application. I think there is about a 2-month wait period, I
Oh,
believe,
for
for.
God's sake, this is a lengthy process.
It is, yeah.
I mean, they says that I would be paid out well before Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
Is
we're
it?
still on track for that. Obviously,
Well, they
there's
are.
no guarantees, of course, but we are still on track for that. Yeah, because the St. Nicholas only have until the 6th of September to respond. Otherwise, they'll be going over the due date, so we'll be chasing them up for that. But hopefully, they'll come back with your
What
records
date
before
have they
then.
got? Sorry, Daniel, did you say there?
They've got until the 6th of September.
6th of September. Right, okay, that's
Yes.
quite a lengthy time to sit and wait for medical records,
Yeah,
if you know
like I
what I mean.
say. Yeah, no, of course. Like I said, they come back with extensions as well the first time that we request the documents, because they're under a massive backlog of requests themselves from other people and other companies. It pushes them back a lot, and unfortunately, it seems like these places don't have the capacity most of the time to deal with the amount of requests that they're getting. So they send out extensions to us.
Right, so when will I hear from yous again with an update or
You'll
whatever?
hear
Will I have
from
to
us
phone yous again or
as soon as we get those records back, Enzo, then we'll be updating you from there. Of course, to book you in for a witness statement. And like I
aye, for the
say,
witness statement.
yeah, and like I say, it shouldn't be too long now. If it does go past the 6th of September, I can only apologise from your GP, and we'll be chasing them up. But like I say,
Actually
hopefully
thought I
we will
gave
get
you a
them back.
witness. I thought I'd actually gave you a witness statement when initially I phoned yous up kind of thing, and I says to yous, well, yous asked me the questions, what happened at the boarding school, and I
Yes.
thought that's what I was filling in
Yeah, no,
with an
that's
actual witness statement at the time, you know, kind of thing.
yeah,
That's
no,
it.
of course. It
Right.
is quite similar. It's more
Aye.
of just a personal statement, that so we can get an idea of your
And
situation at the time and care.
the thing about it as well is, I can't remember if it was 2 weeks ago that I'd phoned you or whatever. Aye.
It was about
I
a
phoned
month
you.
ago.
Oh, was it a month ago I'd phoned you as well? That's quite a long time.
Yeah.
So, what I'll do is I'll give you a call back in another couple of weeks' time, say 2 weeks today, just to find out if you've had the records.
Yeah,
Other
not a
than that,
problem.
if you phone me before that, that way I'll know
Yes.
if it's a, how would you say, applicable, you know, kind of
Yes,
thing
of
for me to,
course.
you
Yeah,
know,
that's not
I just want things pushed a wee bit more forward, a wee bit more sooner, because at the end of the day, Daniel, I know that yous are going to get a percentage or a cut of the cake here
Yeah.
for yourselves, but I mean, I'm not getting any younger, mate, if you know what I
Yes,
mean.
of course,
I'm
of course.
59 this year, mate. I just
Yeah.
want to move forward.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that, Enzo. You just
And,
want
you
it all
know,
out of
my
the way.
mental health as well, you know, we even been in a situation like this, it's all almost as if they're re-abusing you again, if you know what I
Yeah.
mean.
Yeah, I
So
completely
I don't know
understand
if you
that.
get
It's a
that or
waiting
not,
period.
if you know
No,
what I
of
mean.
course. Yeah, of course, Enzo. I
Aye.
completely understand that. It's the waiting that's the worst thing for yourself, and I can assure you that
Aye, it's
we're
just that
doing
it's a
everything we
horrible
can.
situation, mate.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course. I can imagine it is for yourself, and I can only apologize for the time that it's taken.
Can I ask you a question, Daniel?
Of
Sorry,
course,
just
yeah.
before we go. See, you know how I had a civil claim against the Maris brothers?
Yeah.
See, if I requested a receipt of a breakdown of the injuries, have they got a duty of care to provide me with that information?
I would believe so. It
She
would
doesn't want
depend.
to, she doesn't, for some reason, I've asked her six times for this, and I don't know. I might have to use one of your lawyers or something like that, by the way, to request this,
Right.
because there's something dodgy going on, because, you know, my dad used to say in business, anybody that
Right.
doesn't want to give you a receipt, it means that there's something dodgy going on.
Yeah, no, it doesn't
It doesn't add up to me, by the way,
Yeah,
because I
no,
need a
definitely.
breakdown of the injuries, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. I think it is something that you should definitely be able to request.
You think I should go to the police about it? Because a lot of people are saying, why don't you just go to the police? Because it sounds quite criminal that if
I
they're not
would,
giving you a receipt.
a bit of advice, I would contact Citizens Advice about that,
Oh,
the Citizens
yeah.
Advice Bureau. I'd contact them about
Right.
that and just tell them the situation, give them a quick brief, and hopefully they'll be able to help you with that.
Do you know what our last answer was when I asked her for the receipt? She wrote it on an email, so I've kept every single log for proof, you
Yeah.
know, like a proof of purchase, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, of
She says, if
course.
you're looking for medical records, I can get you them. If I'm looking for medical records, I could get them myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you
She's
can.
just trying to offset me to something else.
Yeah, if it's something that's to do with your medical history, you are entitled to see those documents. So yeah, like I say, I would contact Citizens Advice about that.
She won't give me a receipt. I'll tell you what happened. When the Maris brothers wanted to pay me an out-of-court settlement, she kept going into a room, and I was a bit like an object of an auction, if you know what I mean. And she kept
Right.
coming back and forward into this other room, and I didn't know who she was talking to, whether it was the Maris brothers, the solicitors of the Maris brothers, or the insurers. And she just kept coming back and forward, back and forward. And the KC that was in charge at the time that
Yeah.
advised me not to go up to court about it, basically this KC used to work for the Maris Brothers.
Ah, right. So you think there is something else
That's a
going on there?
conflict of interest, is it not?
Yeah, it does sound like it to me, yeah.
Where do you think I should take this to the Citizens Advice?
Yeah, like I say, I would contact Citizens Advice about that and see what they have to say about it. It's not something that we're clued up about per se here. So Citizens Advice would definitely be able to point you in the right direction with what you can do. So yeah,
Right,
hopefully
okay, well, I just sort of tell yous about it anyway, kind of thing, because I don't know. I mean, a lot of these institutions and all that, do you know that they've burnt all the records for the children
yes.
and things like
Yeah, we are
that?
aware
Right,
of
so
that,
yous
yeah.
know what they're all about now. Everybody
Yes.
knows exactly what they're all about.
Yeah. We have our own ideas about that sort of thing as well.
What do yous?
Yeah. It's obviously there's not a lot that you can really do about it. It's just that they have to now give us everything that they've got for yourself and obviously any other client that we're requesting medical documents for. But most of the time,
Yeah.
like you say, they've covered the tracks by burning these records years ago, and then we have to chase the local councils for whatever's left. So.
Well, when the PF phoned me in 2019 for the Peter Toner case, Brother Peter from St. Columbus, I told them that the only records that they said that they had when I went to go and see them was the size of a shoebox, they says to me, the Maris Brothers. And the PF woman says, "Don't worry, we've got the shoebox here," she says, "Enzo."
Right. Yeah. You
You know what I mean?
you
I would like to find out the truth about a lot of things here, by the way, because see, if they don't start giving me the truth, I'm going to have to deal with it another way, mate.
Yeah, of course. Like
If
I
you know what
say,
I mean.
if you believe that any of these institutions are
Aye.
being truthful with you, it's definitely worth
You'd do it
contacting.
yourself, mate, wouldn't you? Come on.
Yeah, of course. No, of course. If I was trying to get any sort of records for myself, I'd do the exact same. But like I say, I think the best place that would be able to point you in the right direction to do with that would be Citizens Advice, of course.
Citizens Advice, right, okay. I'm
Yeah.
going to try and arrange an appointment to get how would you say, to get down there and disclose my evidence, my experience, you know.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. Yeah, best of luck with
and
that,
as I
Enzo.
said, I mean, I've got all the emails in log anyway, even your emails I've got in log.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they'll ask for any of your ones because yours is ongoing now,
Yeah.
whereas that one's kind of passed in a way, if you know what I
Yes.
mean.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, hopefully they point you in the right direction, like I say. Best of luck with that.
Yeah. Okay. Right, Daniel. I'll speak to you hopefully soon with the
All right,
good news
Enzo.
or whatever. Right. Okay. Thanks,
Yeah,
mate.
not a problem.
Bye-bye.
We'll
Bye-bye now.
update you as soon as we can. Thank you. See you now.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.